When it comes to immigration reform, it can seem like deja vu all over again. The Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act of 2007 was introduced in the Senate last May. Debate ensued. It was preceded by the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Act of 2006, which followed the Comprehensive Enforcement and Immigration Reform Act of 2005. Also, don't forget the Secure America and Orderly Immigration Act of the same year. Not one of them made it to law, which means that the problem addressed in those bills, how to create a sustainable immigration policy that is both fair and functional, has yet to be solved. And one man who says he can't wait anymore is the man in charge of what's been described as the largest fresh market tomato producing farm in all of Pennsylvania. He says the immigration gridlock in Congress has forced him to stop growing tomatoes. And we're talking about hundreds and thousands of tomatoes here. His farm is 2,000 acres. Keith Eckel, a fourth-generation farmer and owner of the Fred W. Eckel Sons Farms in Clark Summit, PA. Now, he also finds time to be a board member on Nationwide Insurance and a trustee at Penn State University, and he did find time to be with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Eckel.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine, sir. How many tomatoes do you guess that you grow every year?
Well, we plant about 2.3 million plants. And we normally harvest about 200,000 25-pound cartons of tomatoes. So a very large number of individual tomatoes. Average count would be about 60 in a box.
So normally, how many people do you need to scoop them all up at harvest time?
Normally, we use approximately 110 people in the field. And they have been primarily Hispanic workers. Many of them have come to our same farm for 25 years. Very hard work. I want to emphasize that. These people do extremely hard work and are doing jobs that our local people will not or cannot do. And that would include myself as far as being able to do that hard labor. They are critical to our process. Without those harvesters, we're out of business.
Let's talk, who's that I hear in the background barking?
Ha, I'm sorry. That's my dog.
Okay.
I apologize.
Oh, no problem. Just wondered what his name was. That's all.
His name is Count.
All right. Count's doing his thing in the background there. So let's move forward. If you are not going to plant tomatoes this year, in terms of the number of workers who will be on your farm, what are we talking about?
Well, last year we issued 181 W-2s, and this year we will have five regular employees.
Just five?
Yes.
Can you explain to us how you came to this decision to stop producing tomatoes?
Absolutely. Strictly a business decision. We've been anxiously awaiting political reform to come out of Washington to establish a workable guest worker program that our people could fit into who work for us. And we have now waited probably 2.5 years. And last year, we saw a significant decline in the amount of workers that we had available to us. We had a total of 75 instead of 110. And if it were not for extremely good weather in late August and September, we would have never gotten our crop harvested.
To what do you attribute the drop-off of workers, sir?
I attribute the drop-off in workers to people being very hesitant to move from one part of the country to the other. You have to understand that most of my employees who harvest would be coming from harvesting tomatoes in the eastern shore of Virginia and Maryland, had probably been in Georgia, and started their trip with the early harvest in Florida. And with the stepped-up enforcement and the emotion surrounding the issue of immigration, many of them have chosen not to travel. And when I visited with my farm labor contractor this year, he indicated to me, "I just don't know how many people we can count on, because their concerns have continued to grow And, of course, we have this stalemate in Washington.
We're speaking with Keith Eckel. He's the owner of Fred W. Eckel Sons Farms in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania. And he's decided not to grow his biggest crop this year because of what he says gridlock in Washington over immigration reform. Now, you mentioned the guest worker program, and I'm not giving away any state secrets by saying you describe yourself as a conservative Republican.
I do.
But you surely are at odds with fellow conservatives about the guest worker program, where undocumented workers will have legal status as temporary workers to take jobs that Americans don't want. Why do you favor this program, given your political leanings?
Well, I'm definitely at odds with my fellow conservative Republicans on this issue and a number of other individuals. And I strongly believe in making sure that our borders are secure. I strongly believe in making sure that we know who is here in this country. And I strongly believe that workers should pay the taxes that are due. And I can assure you in our operation, we have examined the workers' papers each year. We have documented them on the I-9 forms, and we have met the legal requirements. But having said that, if you look at national statistics, you know that 70% of the documentation in this country is probably fraudulent.
It's probably false. And you said there's something interesting in the guest worker program, and this is the point that a lot of folks jump on or say, hey, what Americans don't want a job? You know, the guest worker program is always says that the temporary worker status is for Americans who won't otherwise do the job. Did you find that Americans won't otherwise do the job? Are you paying enough that Americans would be interested in doing this job?
That's a great question, one that we anticipated when we had our news conference 2 days ago to make this announcement. And I had my bookkeeper analyze our payroll records from last year. And I indicated we had 75 employees who worked in the field. We divided the total amount of wages paid to those workers by those 75 employees times the total number of hours that they worked. And we found that their average earnings were $16.59 an hour. Now, make no mistake, they worked extremely hard to earn that amount of money because it's on a piece rate basis. And I would never earn that much myself personally doing that job. But they absolutely did. It's not a question of whether or not we're paying enough. It is absolutely a question of whether people are willing and able to do the work. We have a number of local people, approximately 90, who work part-time in our packing house. It takes about 60 people to run our packing mm-hmm. house. There, our hourly wage is only $7.25 an hour. But we are able to pack our tomatoes with local labor.
And let me ask you one more question before I let you go. It's just sort of it's a little bit of a touchy-feely question, but how do you feel about not being able to plant all these tomatoes, given this is a fourth-generation farm?
It is the toughest decision that I've made in my life. My dad started planting tomatoes here in 1949. This is the business I love. Convinced my dad that we ought to go into the packing business. Lots of these employees are my friends, both locally and the immigrant labor that we're talking about. It is a very tough decision. And if I could just add one more thing.
Okay, quickly, sir.
I believe that the most important thing to recognize that in this time when we're concerned about food security, food safety, and food availability and affordability, it makes no sense to me that we pursue an immigration policy that will cause the production of all fresh fruits and vegetables in this country to move elsewhere, outside of our borders, and become dependent on foreign producers, just as we are today with fuel.
Keith Eckel is a farmer and the owner of Fred W. Eckel Sons Farms. Sir, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.